want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and
well, be Mike Reese certainly gave my wife Jennifer her Elvis fix for the day, for heaven's sakes.
Can't get enough.
Can't, I know. I was never that big an Elvis fan.
Well, being from Memphis, it's like, kind of like you have to be.
Yeah, I guess
it's sacrilegious not to be.
I've kind of moved over to Johnny Cash, too.
All right.
It's funny how many, because I was more on the countryside, the Johnny Cash, Dwight Yoakam, Buck Owens, has always been on. But the more I listen to Elvis, how many times he had done so many songs I'm familiar with before, I'm like, I didn't know Elvis did this one first. He's one I can leave on repeat for a long time.
Amazing voice, that man, at 81.
Yeah,
just missed his birthday, in case you... Hey, I've been on the phone a lot. We had a lot of good callers. And I'm wondering, just tell me, how do you say that white stuff on the block wall? How do you say that?
I knew I'd get busted on this. Efflorescence.
Okay.
But I think the first time I said it, I dropped the silent L, and it was kind of like a seven-syllable word. It was kind of like efflorescence.
Well,
efflorescence.
Okay, just so you know, and so our callers, our listeners don't get confused, but we had a caller call concerned that you'd said it wrong. And also, he didn't recommend using the sealer. He recommended using phosphoric acid to clean it.
Well, you can. If you don't want to seal the wall, it will not solve the problem forever. Sometime in the future, you'll have all the salts, the dissolved salts and minerals dissolved out of your wall. But you could take a mild solution of phosphoric acid and wash it off, and it'll dissolve it and it'll go away. But the next time the wall gets wet, if there's any more salt still left in there, it'll come out.
It'll leach.
Yeah, it'll leach back out.
Okay.
See, keeping the water off the wall, and in a rain situation, the only way you can do that is seal the wall. But then you are creating a small, you know,
maintenance
problem, which I'm not a big fan of. I try and encourage people all the time to lower maintenance we can install in our homes, the more we can get out and enjoy this great state of Arizona. Romy, shall we run down and visit with Frances?
Yeah, she's been holding a little while.
Does she want to talk about efflorescence?
No, she has a different problem.
Okay. Good morning, Frances.
Hi, good morning. I'll try and talk fast before we get cut off because we're about out of time. I wanted to get your suggestion of whether I call the gas company or go see the gas company up in Tucson, or whether I go to the air conditioning people first and then go to the gas company. I had a new air conditioning / heating unit installed here in Green Valley last January of 2015. And since we've had this really cold weather down here, there is some kind, I have a very sensitive nose, I guess we might say, for smell.
Okay.
And somewhere around between 1:30, 2 o'clock until like 4:30, I'm being awakened with this faint, I call it old-fashioned heat walled unit type odor that used to come from, I don't know if it was from the pilot light or from what it was from.
Okay.
But the other thing that makes me think it's more serious than just the smell is that my eyes are swollen when I get up, usually around 7:30 in the wintertime when it's cold. And this didn't happen when the summer unit was on because it was.
And this didn't happen with your old unit either last winter when
it
you
did
were
not. Okay.
Frances,
prior to that.
Okay, and you haven't contacted anybody yet, did
no,
I understand?
No, because I didn't know where to start, and I don't know what to describe that it really is, because the first time I noticed it was when I turned it up higher in the evening time. I was lying on the couch because it was raining all day, and I didn't want to go out. And then I started noticing it, and I was rubbing my eyes, and they were itching. And I didn't even have mascara or eyeshadow or anything like that on. So it's not a makeup type thing.
Okay.
And I wash my face before I go to bed, and they in the morning they're swollen, and the eyeballs are sort of weird. Oh. And I wasn't drinking on purpose to find out.
Okay. Well, the first thing, I would do two things simultaneously. I would call the heating and cooling company that installed the unit, and I would call the gas company. And I'd say whoever could get there first, because you're going to want to get a natural gas detection test done immediately to make sure you're not leaking any amount of natural gas. Sometimes in the early part of the winter season, when we start those natural gas furnaces, a little bit of lint or a little bit of dust can build up on the burners over the course of the summer when we're not lighting them. And the first time they come on, you kind of smell that old central, the wall heating method, because those flames would come on, and after accumulating, you know, a season of dust and lint, and you smell that burnt smell. You turn the heater up a little higher, the flames get a little bit bigger, the heat reaches up a little bit farther in the ductwork, the return air plenum, and you're igniting some more of that lint and dust. So I'd get both phone calls made immediately, and let's see who gets there the first. And whoever gets there first, go ahead and let the person get there second, get both their opinions, and let's get that solved. Francis in Green Valley, I don't want you waking up with your swollen eyes or other problems anymore. Let's get those phone calls made. Folks, we had a lot of fun today. I hope you did. Let's have a great ball game on Monday night. Y'all have a great Sunday tomorrow and a great week. And remember, we do this all again next Saturday morning starting at 7 a.m. in most broadcast affiliates, and at 8 o'clock with all broadcast affiliates. Let's have some more fun next Saturday. Y'all have a blessed week.